from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of food, we're joined right now by a guy that you'll be able to watch tonight, post-game, on a special edition of the Nightly Sports Call with Richie Walsh hosting the Extra Point Show. After Steelers and Texans, I'm talking about Steelers Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke. Chris, what is on the dinner menu for you tonight?
I was just talking to my wife about that because I got to get downtown and get to the station to watch the game. So we got to find something quick. But you just talked about wings. Matt, there's nothing better than a big old plate of wings on a Friday night.
What's your max number back in your heyday when you were a big eater? How many could you put down, Chris?
20 to 25.
Flats or drums, Chris.
Man, that seems low, Chris, for a big guy like you. 20 to 25.
I'm not a natural big guy, though. I was never a natural big guy, right?
Yeah,
I had to force myself to eat.
Well, are you a flats or a drums guy?
You know what? I don't mind drums. You know, I don't mind the drumsticks. The flats are always good, but I'm one of those guys where I have boys, right? I have three boys, and I know they love the flats. And so I'm thinking, okay, the flats are going to go quick. I can get a lot more if I eat drumsticks. So it's all strategic.
So you,
that's a great
you
strategy.
Could have now Good you call, could Chris. Have come off as like the most compassionate, caring dad ever. I'll eat the drums because they don't want them. Instead, you it sound like you're just strategizing against your kids.
I love it.
There's no question. You got, hey, listen, at my house, I have five kids. My girls are just intense about food as the boys are. And this is a dog-eat-dog home, man. I mean, listen, you don't get in there, you don't get after it. It's survival of the fittest. And if you're not going to get in there and get that food, we fight about portion sizes and everything.
Damn. Hokey, how about tonight's game? You're going to sit down and watch this and then talk about it afterwards. What are you most interested and most excited about in terms of the Steelers in this one?
You know, I'm excited to see the offensive line. You know, we know that the first-team offense is going to play a little bit. I want to see how that offensive line, how they're going to play. You know, we've been accustomed in recent years to seeing these offensive linemen come off in two-point stance and try to run the ball. It's just it's very, very difficult to run the ball in a two-point stance. It's not really a running mentality. We know that Arthur Smith wants to run the football, so I want to see them with a running mentality of firing off the ball and stealing a defensive line's grasp. So I want to see if they're going to do that tonight, whether it's with Najee or whether it's with Jalen or the guys that are behind them. I just want to see the offensive linemen coming off. So that's one thing I want to see. What's the mentality on the offensive line? You'll be able to see that in the first couple of series. And then I want to see on the defensive line and the front seven, I want to see, are we going to be coming off the ball? Are we going to be flying off the ball? Are we going to be getting upfield and playing aggressive football? We got some new pieces. We won't see some of those new pieces, but Keanu Benton, is he going to continue to build on what he did last year? Are we going to see Peyton Wilson? I mean, everybody's talking. I mean, he looks great in practice. Now the lights will come on. Let's see what he does. Those are some of the things I'm excited to see.
Chris, when you're talking about like rookies who are going to be putting on an NFL uniform and actually going against somebody else in another uniform for the first time, are you more, when you watch a game like tonight, are you more looking at, does the guy, you know, understand the scheme very well already and he's kind of in sync, or is he just winning physical battles, especially, I guess, up front with offensive and defensive linemen? What in that first preseason game for a rookie of those two is more important to you?
Well, I think you're going to hit somebody. You got to find out who will and who won't, right? And so you've got to see if a guy's physical. I remember Coach Mitchell used to always say to us, listen, if you're going to make a mistake, break glass. Hit somebody. And so you want to see if somebody's physical. But, of course, mental mistakes will kill you, right? I mean, you make a mental mistake, it's a gash for a first down or it's a sack on the opposite side of the ball. So you got to limit your mental mistakes. You can clean those up. What I want to see right now, who's going to come out when the lights come on and who's going to get after the opponent, and you can build on that. And that's what I'm looking for.
In the last couple of hours, Marcus Golden abruptly retired, Chris. So he's gone after he showed up earlier in the week. DeMarvin Leal started practicing this week at outside linebacker. So now that makes sense because they're a little bit short there. He's a defensive lineman by trade. He's backed up Cam Hayward. How does a guy like that go to being an edge rusher in the NFL? He might start there tonight. Chris, give me a take on that.
Well, listen, I mean, Marcus Golden comes into the training camp and probably he didn't even know if his heart was in it in the first place. Gets out there, it's hot, it's physical, it's nasty. You know, and it could be the writing was on the wall, like this isn't a given. You might be in a battle for that fourth outside linebacker spot, and maybe it wasn't all there mentally and emotionally.
Sure.
But you talk about DeMarvin Leal, and if you guys think back 2 years ago, not last year, but 2 years ago, he played outside linebacker. He lined up out there, you know, not a lot.
But it wasn't memorable.
From time to time. He did do that.
He didn't do a lot, though.
It wasn't memorable, but he did do it, right? So I think this year, maybe he's showing some promise. Coach Tomlin and Terrell Austin are seeing some things that you know, he's getting back to form to where he was. And so he does have that position flexibility. And so it doesn't surprise me that this is happening. It does show me that they are confident and they believe that he's getting back to form, because last year was an off year for DeMarvin Leal. They expected a lot. I remember being at training camp practices last year, and Coach Tomlin in the first week of camp was you know, tooting his horn and throwing out praises, and it seemed like things just kind of dropped off, and he had a down year. So this is a big year for him, and it's, by them doing that shows me that they're confident that he's making progress and he can have a jump this year.
Chris, can you try to put in perspective for people what Beanie Bishop is attempting to do as the nickel corner, the slot corner, an undrafted rookie free agent trying to earn a starting job right from the get-go, and what he's going to be facing tonight?
It's incredible. I mean, I've been watching it and reading about it and learning about it. And the reality is, you got a guy coming in from West Virginia, and, you know, as an undrafted free agent, they don't expect a lot out of you. They expect you maybe to fill a roster spot, but not to come in and start. I mean, think about this. You know, you have first-round draft picks that come in and struggle to get going in their first year. And you're going to have an undrafted free agent coming in, Beanie Bishop, and right tonight, number one on the depth chart. And, you know, let's see how he does tonight. But by all accounts, he's been doing well in camp. He's fast. He does a great job covering. He's physical. So, hey, listen, he's got all the skills and all the talent. Let's see if he can put it all together when the lights turn on tonight.
Did you were an undrafted free agent. Do you remember your first NFL preseason game? Did you knock somebody on their ass? Did you sack a quarterback? Did you get in somebody's face?
Well, listen, it was against the Atlanta Falcons down in Atlanta. And I remember this because, honestly, Pony, I mean, my journey was so different than a lot of these guys. I played two or three series and into the fourth quarter. I only played that last half of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I sat there for 3.5 quarters just watching. And I had a hit on the quarterback and I had a tackle. And I did my job. And I remember after that game, when we got back to Latrobe, it was in the evening. We were watching a special teams film. Coach Cower came in with coaching staff. We watched special teams, and he went over, kind of just recapped the game. And as I was walking out, walking by him, going to the defensive room, he looked at me, goes, "Hokey, great job last night." And he gave me I'll tell you what, that meant everything to me. For him to tell me I did a great job with two or three series in the game, it gave me the confidence I needed to continue to build, and I ended up making the team.
What are you hoping to see specifically? Like, if we were breaking this out on a very granular level, what do you hope to see from Justin Fields for however long he's out there tonight?
Just managing the offense, right, and making the right throws. We don't need him to go out there and throw a 70-yard touchdown pass. Can he make the routine throws, right? Can he put him on, you know, put him in rhythm and on the money? That's always been the – there has never been – any kind of talk about his lack of leadership, his lack of ability to run the ball. It's always been about throwing a consistent ball. And we know he can throw the deep ball, but just can he consistently be accurate? And that's what you want to see with him. He's gotten better, guys, every single year. If you look at the stats, I mean, last year he had 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I mean, that's better than any quarterback we had on this roster last year. And so, except for Pony's guy, Mason Rudolph. So, you know,
oh my God.
I think it is a guy who his arrow's been pointing up the last few years, and you saw it again in training camp. Every single day he's improved.
Chris, we'll be watching you after the game tonight, buddy. You and Richie, what a tandem.
I'm
what
excited.
A team.
I'll tell you what, two redheads, man. You can't beat it.
Hokie, we'll talk again soon. Thank you, brother.
Looking forward to it, brother. Have a great night, guys.
See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.